Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Senate leadership announced on Monday that they have reached a deal in the framework for former President Trump's impeachment trial, which will start on Tuesday.
All parties have agreed to a structure that will ensure a fair and honest Senate impeachment trial of the former president.
The timeline would allow the trial to wrap up as early as next week if both sides agree not to call witnesses. Now with the news that Congress is considering lowering the income eligibility threshold for the third round of stimulus payments from $75,000 to $50,000 for individuals and from $150,000 for married couples to $100,000, some are calling it an attack on the middle class. Major League Baseball and the MLB Union reached an agreement Monday night on health and safety protocols that will cover the 2021 spring training and the regular season. Spring training is scheduled to begin February 17th. USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell announced recently that football stadiums could be used for COVID-19 vaccine inoculation centers. One such stadium is already doing so. USA Radio News' Tim Berg explains.
On Monday, President Biden and Vice President Harris got a virtual tour of a coronavirus vaccination center at a stadium in Glendale, Arizona.
State Farm Stadium is the first 24/7 vaccination site in Arizona. We are averaging between 8,000 and 9,000 vaccines per day.
The virtual tour being conducted by Dr. Kara Crist, director of the Arizona Department of Health Services. State Farm Stadium is host of the Arizona Cardinals NFL team. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Approximately 10% of the U.S. population has been vaccinated so far. Texas Republican Representative Ron Wright died Sunday, about 2 weeks after contracting COVID-19. The first sitting member of Congress to die of the virus, Wright had been undergoing treatment for cancer for years. USA Radio News.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Facing censure from her home state of Wyoming, Republican Representative Liz Cheney addresses the issue. USA Radio News' Jeremy Scott has more.
The Wyoming Republican Party has voted to censure Representative Cheney and called for her resignation. The third highest ranking member of House Republican leadership tells Fox News Sunday she is not going to resign.
Our most important duty is to the Constitution. And as I've explained and will continue to explain, the oath that I took to the Constitution compelled me to vote for impeachment, and it doesn't bend to partisanship. It doesn't bend to political pressure.
She also said there are some false assumptions making the rounds.
People in the party are mistaken. They believe that BLM and Antifa were behind what happened here at the Capitol. That's just simply not the case. It's not true.
Cheney says there's a lot of work to do to regain trust in the party because
people have been lied to.
From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
A left-wing activist who openly documented and discussed destroying the Capitol building in the Trump rally at the Capitol is now facing criminal charges. 26-year-old John Sullivan recorded himself entering through a Capitol window that had been broken out by rioters before roaming the halls of Congress during the January 6th upheaval. Department of Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg is quarantining for the next 14 days after a member of his security detail tested positive for COVID-19. According to a press statement, the agent had been in close contact with Buttigieg, including the morning prior to the agent's positive result. USA Radio News.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, first of all, we got to get out of this bucket of gum brought to you by, the political system. You know, as I keep asking, you know, how has this political system served you? I mean, it has put us in opposing positions. It has caused us to abandon first principles that say it's, you know, about we the people, Americans, the American dream. All that is cast aside for the sake of what? You want to be on Nancy Pelosi's team or Chuck Schumer's team versus Mitch McConnell's team? How about being on Americans' team? I mean, we've got the second impeachment trial of former President Donald Trump kicking off today. And there clearly is not a consensus over this whole thing. I mean, there was an earlier vote that demonstrated quite clearly that this is a fait accompli. And I think about all the manpower and hours in terms of the people's money that's invested in, these House Democrats and, the Senate. All this is being tied up. And in getting away in the people's business because they somehow have to make sure that Donald Trump never thinks about running again. And what I think is even scarier yet is the message goes out to anybody else like Donald Trump, anybody who wants to exercise their civic responsibility and to participate in a government that says it's up for and by we the people. You've got the institutions there. You call it the deep state, call it what you want. And they want everybody to understand that, look at, you're not welcome here. The founder and former chairman of Judicial Watch, current chairman of Freedom Watch, is with us right now, Larry Klayman. Larry, what do you say about all this?
Good morning, Bill.
Good morning.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. It's not just about destroying Trump. Of course, they want to keep him down. And the dirty secret is that the Republicans want him gone as well. So the dog and pony show that you see by Senators Rand Paul and Ted Cruz to look like you're supportive, obviously he's not going to get impeached either way, is so they can maintain support among Trump supporters when they run for president in 2024. So across the board, it's not just hypocrisy. It's destroy Trump. And by destroying Trump, the Democrats in particular want to destroy all of us because they know that he could rise again potentially and unite what is now a dead Republican Party. The Republican Party's over. It's done.
Right.
I have so many friends who are quitting. I'm quitting. I'm a registered Republican. I have nothing to do with them.
Right.
And here's the thing. With regard to Biden, right across the board, everything that Trump did is reversed. That's why they have to kill him.
Mm-hmm.
And just yesterday, it's announced that illegal immigrants crossing the border, if they commit an assault or DUI, drunken driving, will no longer be held to account. Doesn't that say it all? basically. Really.
Yeah, but we the people, though, are going to be held into account for a DUI.
Well, what are they doing? The Democrats want to flood this country. And I like Latino people. I even married one. Still like them.
I do, too.
I'm no longer married one. Yeah, and I'm very supportive of the Cuban people being from Miami. Mm. But the reality is that the Democrats are flooding these illegal immigrants in because they'll get driver's license. They'll be able to vote. They can forget about the Republican Party anyway because they'll never elect another president. It's not going to happen.
Right.
So that's what the game is. And, you know, that's why I write in my book, It Takes a Revolution. We are in a revolutionary state.
Exactly.
You know, just watch these people, Bill, on TV, on Fox or Newsmax. They're all in there to raise money and get reelected. They don't do anything. They do nothing as a march towards socialism and communism gathers steam.
Right. Well, we saw, I mean, being from, you know, California, Larry, and that's where you and I met originally about 15 years ago. But I was born and raised in California, and I saw that state, you know, get turned over to become a one-party state. And they are the poster child of a one-party government, you know, for the United States of America. I don't know how that happens. I don't know how we stay united. You know, California is busting at the seams, and, you know, they've got an action against Governor Newsom. You know, they want to get him out of there. So, you know, this could be the second governor in the modern era that is kicked out of office by the people there.
Well, the problem is California will probably get somebody even worse, and that's because of the nature of the Democratic Party in California. But California has the luxury of being the richest state. I mean, it's incredibly rich, despite the government, which is socialist and is destroying the state. It still can survive, at least for the short term. A lot of states in this country are not so rich, and they're going through this march to socialism and communism. But it's beyond that, Bill. You know, if I may say, you know, as I write in the book, I know I'm pushing a little bit, but I want people to read it. It Takes a Revolution, Forget the Scandal Industry. It's the endemic corruption in all three branches of government, particularly the federal judicial branch, where they don't stand up for the people, where they're part of this establishment, where they go along to get along. And that's what Jefferson predicted would turn into a bloody revolution, ultimately. And I don't want to see that happen, and neither did he.
Right.
But that is where we're headed right now, because you see this total capitulation to the far left, including getting down on your knees to Iran. Mm-hmm. You know, in the last few days, Biden has said, well, we won't go back to the negotiating table until you stop enriching uranium. Well, they've been enriching uranium. They already have an atom bomb.
Right.
So it's not just an internal threat, but we've got adversaries looking at us like wolves. Yeah. Ready to pounce and take us apart.
Exactly. Well, you know, going back to what you stated earlier in terms of corruption, the rank corruption, this is what Donald Trump, you know, why he scared the deep state so much so. And he was barely touching the tip of the iceberg here in terms of the rank corruption that was, you know, throughout the FBI, all the three-letter agencies of our government are just corrupt. And I know that sounds harsh and maybe a bit of a broad brush, but all it takes is a little bit of study and checking things out just to see, you know, to your point, Larry, that corruption is run rampant throughout the Beltway.
Well, you're right. And that's what happened a month ago Wednesday, the so-called riot. Okay. It was not a riot. Okay. There were people, you know, radicals on both sides that took advantage. But the majority of people that were there were ordinary Americans, including police, including military, who said, we've had enough.
Right.
And it was kind of a little bit like storming the Bastille on July 14th, 1789, the same year that we enacted our Constitution. The American people had it. And that was a warning shot across the bow. And, of course, the people in Washington are scared, you know, for their lives. They don't want to walk down the streets. They got to have more troops there than Afghanistan right now to protect them. And, of course, the other dirty little secret is they fear the troops because they fear the troops are going to take Biden and Harris out because they don't like them. They know what's going on. The country is being destroyed.
Right. Well, basically, what has taken place, and I know that, social media acolytes and the establishment media hates it when we call it, you know, call out the obvious. But this was nothing short of a coup that took place in the 2020 elections, Larry Klayman.
It was. And, you know, I got to admire Mike Lindell. He's one of the few people out there that's standing his ground. He says, sue me or I'll sue you,
yes.
Dominion Voting Systems. I'm entitled to speak. I'm entitled to my opinion. I've done research. What person on Capitol Hill or in our government has the guts to stand up to Dominion Voting or anybody else?
Exactly.
But presently, Mike Lindell.
Got to go to break. More from Larry Klayman after this.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ in the languages people were born to speak. New restrictions in India are not stopping the Tide Ministry from sharing the gospel. Changes to India's Foreign Contribution Regulation Act limit how charitable organizations operating in India can use donations. One change mandates that no more than 20% of foreign contributions may be used for administrative expenses, which makes it hard to adequately compensate ministry workers. But the Tide Ministry is still touching hearts through gospel broadcasts all over India. Our boots on the ground are committed to continue connecting with believers and seekers through 12 different programs across the region. Their steadfast faith and dedication are inspiring, especially in the face of these new restrictions and the difficulties of COVID-19. To learn more about how the Tide Ministry workers are sharing the hope of Christ throughout India and how you can provide encouragement and support, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who is honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Everybody here looking for a revival. 14 minutes after the top of the hour. Welcome back. Fresh and independent we are. Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Good to have you with us. Larry Klayman, author of It Takes a Revolution, Forget the Scandal Industry. You know, words like revolution, Larry Klayman, if you were President Trump, you could be impeached. Just a mere suggestion that a revolution is on the horizon. This has been something that you and I and many others have been warning. We see the unrest amongst we the people. We see a failed government. We see a political process that has us at each other's throat. This is why, you know, like you say yourself, you're stepping away from party politics, from the Republican Party, because, you know, at the end of the day, what benefit did it add to your day? Did it take away? You know, what benefit did it have for you personally and for your family?
No, the Republican Party is a fraud. I mean, we know that. It's been that way for a long time. And they threw the president under the bus. His own establishment Republican judges that got rubber stamped. He didn't know who he was appointing. Threw him under the bus. His Supreme Court justices, Gorsuch, Kavanaugh, and Coney Barrett, stabbed him in the back. His vice president stabbed him in the back like Brutus in the Roman Senate. I mean, what did the president ask for? He simply asked for it to be sent back to the states to do an audit. He didn't ask to overturn the election.
Mm-hmm. And well, even the phone call, to Georgia, you know, when he says, "Well, find me 11,800 votes, whatever it was," I mean, in knowing this much about Donald Trump, not that I've had lunch with him or anything, but just, you know, hearing the way he speaks and, you know, whether it was in his reality shows and over the years, I mean, I could hear him saying that. I mean, it's no big deal. That's the way, you know, CEOs and, you know, presidents of companies talk, is they'll go to their people and say, "Hey, look, I need to bring the month in. Can you find me some more money here?" I mean, I thought it was very, very benign, but yet it's like, yeah, some sort of offensive statement.
No, he didn't say create new votes. He said find them, because we know that votes have been hidden, put aside, you know, cast away. You know, it's ridiculous. And now they're investigating him for allegedly trying to become an investor in Parler. Okay? Yeah. Similar to what they're doing to Prime Minister Netanyahu in Israel. He's being prosecuted now because the Jewish left wants to remove him. And what would be wrong if he owned a stake in Parler, as long as he didn't tell Parler, you know, whether to censor his material or allow it to go forward? I mean, I don't understand that. So, you know, it's a game. It's a giant game. And that's why in my book, the subtitle is It Takes a Scandal Industry, because all it does is fuel the cable news networks, these continuous stories. Nothing happens. People come on, promise justice, you know, like Sean Hannity does every night. Mm-hmm. It never happens. And that's why we are in a revolutionary state, Bill. That's why. Because the American people have had it. They're done. They're finished.
Well, Larry, you bring out an obvious point here, that there is not a voice that's breaking through the clutter. You know, be it even Rush Limbaugh. Limbaugh's voice isn't enough, and it's been a powerful voice for decades. And I respect his work and been grateful and thought, wow, he's the voice of reason getting out there. But we need some breakthrough here that is finally going to come up against the idiocy and the corruption and the lies that have been allowed to be perpetrated, brought to you by none other than, you know, the establishment government types, the establishment media, big tech, and corporate America, because they're not on the same agenda that we the people are on.
That's right. It's a scandal industry for them. It's called making money, boosting ratings, and that's it. And, you know, I like Rush, too, and I wish him well. Mm-hmm. And I hope his health gets better, you know, a miracle.
Right.
But Rush spent his life, you know, he wasn't in the trenches, okay? I've been in the trenches. I've seen it. And, you know, it is so offensive, and it's so under my skin, which is why on May 31st, Bill, and you're invited, I hope you will come, I'm calling a Third Continental Congress in Philadelphia at the Visitor Center across from Independence Hall. Big window. We're going to televise it.
Wow.
And we're going to talk about creating a new government. In the beginning of the Declaration of Independence, it says, when in the course of human events, the sovereign, the rulers, no longer represent the people, we have a God-given right to abolish or alter that government and to form a new government by and for the people, with equal rights for everyone in pursuit of life, liberty, and happiness. We can do that. Let's put the government back to Independence Hall.
Exactly.
And at least for no other reason than to show the world that we're not going to take it anymore, even if it takes a while for that to take hold.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was Charles de Gaulle in World War II who ran the French, the real French government from London when the Nazis took over France. Well, who's taken over this country?
Yeah, exactly.
Socialists and communists. What was the name of the Nazi party? National Socialists. They were socialists.
Yes.
So we have a right to do that, and it's time to begin this discussion because let the criminals in Washington commit crimes against each other in all three branches of government. Let's move on. Have fun, guys. We're out of here.
Well, Larry, this is the power of we the people. Donald Trump, in his inauguration, said that the power of government was going to be put in the hands of we the people. And we the people need to assume that authority. We've let it go, and the ruling elites were happy to take over it. Now, this call that you're putting out there, I mean, look what happened on January 6th. Over a million people showed up. Of course, the mainstream media taps it down. They say, oh, 100,000 people or whatever. But there were clearly over a million people that were there. This was the third of three events that was brought to, brought to the country by Stop the Steal. And, to push back on what was going on. So the next thing is whether, and I've been talking with other people who have been pursuing the Convention of the States, as you know about, I think we're a little bit more than halfway there, but it may take something like what you're calling for to really, you know, take back control of our government.
Well, that's right. We need an electoral system that actually is free of fraud. Otherwise, you'll never see a conservative or person of faith or libertarian, or anyone who believes in the vision of our founding fathers, be president again.
How about just true representation of the people? Forget about whether it's a progressive or a conservative. It's just, do we have fair representation of America across the country? I mean, we already had a situation there in Congress with Marjorie Taylor Greene that got invalidated and canceled. I would dare say that if she was a Democrat, she'd still be alive and well and still be involved in her committee hearings. I mean, you know, to be, you know, castigated and canceled as a result of something that she said before she was in Congress is unconscionable. But look at the lack of leadership, to your point, of the Republican Party allowed her to be sacrificed on the grand altar of the Democratic Party.
Well, you're absolutely right. And look at the establishment that was embedded into the deep state, into the Trump administration. Mm-hmm. I still have a complaint pending against Ilhan Omar for immigration fraud and tax fraud at the Department of Homeland Security at ICE. They've done nothing about that. And she spews forth this hateful, anti-Semitic, anti-Christian rhetoric on a daily basis. She's above the law. Rashida Tlaib, another Muslim congresswoman, radical, who attacked Laura Loomer, my client, assaulted her at an event. Loomer was just simply asking her, what's your policies with regard to the Palestinians and Israel? Assaulted. She's still there. So, yes, it's a complete charade. It's what Woody Allen calls a mockery of a travesty, of a sham, of a mockery of a travesty. That's what you've got.
Right.
And then, of course, the judges, that's the worst thing. Because they're yes men. They're like the judges on the Court of St. James under King George III. They just rubber stamp what their benefactors that got them their job on the bench tell them to do, in effect. And we saw that. President's own judges threw them under the bus.
Now, at a time where we needed backbone, there was none, sadly. And this, this is something that Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats chipped away because they knew that Donald Trump gave the Republican Party a backbone. And they had a chance to really lean into that after January the 6th. And what they did is they turned to mush and they abandoned, their position as representatives of true Americans. This is why, Larry Klayman, I believe you're going to have numbers of people come out in a record number effect for this event in May. Remind everybody how they can get involved and when it'll take place.
You can go to freedomwatchusa.org if you want to also get a copy of our book there, my book, It Takes a Revolution, Forget the Scandal Industry. With a donation of $50 or more, we'll send it to you for free. Or you can go to amazon.com. But yeah, it's going to be a deluge. And, if you look at Washington, D.C., you know, it's beautiful, but 90% of the buildings.
This report is brought to you by Chase. Chase's new Consumer Digital Banking Attitude Study found that 54% of consumers used digital banking tools more than they did a year ago due to the pandemic. The study also found that consumers of all ages said that these tools save time and are a safe and easy way to manage their finances from anywhere. Fraud alerts, electronic bill payments, and mobile check deposits are the most important digital banking features, according to surveyed Chase customers. According to Allison Beer, head of digital at Chase,
the pandemic has demonstrated that digital banking is essential for all customers to confidently manage their finances. Our study reaffirms our commitment to create features that make it easier for customers to bank with Chase.
Digital banking tools like the Chase mobile app or Chase.com can help you make the most of your money. For more information, visit Chase.com/mobile.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Senate leadership announced on Monday that they have reached a deal in the framework for former President Trump's impeachment trial, which will start on Tuesday.
All parties have agreed to a structure that will ensure a fair and honest Senate impeachment trial of the former president.
The timeline would allow the trial to wrap up as early as next week if both sides agree not to call witnesses. Now with the news that Congress is considering lowering the income eligibility threshold for the third round of stimulus payments from $75,000 to $50,000 for individuals and from $150,000 for married couples to $100,000, some are calling it an attack on the middle class. Major League Baseball and the MLB Union reached an agreement Monday night on health and safety protocols that will cover the 2021 spring training and the regular season. Spring training is scheduled to begin February 17th. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
This is your time, your moment. The fire, the fight, you're gone. You've come so far, keep going. Here comes the comeback.
Bill Martinez.
Hey, you ready for a comeback, huh? Why not? Boy, America deserves one, and America's never one to count out. I know some would like to think that all is well, that they've got everything in control, the deep state has got all the puzzle pieces and the chess pieces moving on the board, and it looks like all is well on their side. Now that Joe Biden has been elected president, we've got executive orders flying out the door, everything that they can possibly do to cancel Trump and to lead us to believe that Trump was a ne'er-do-well, that he misserved the people, that it was an absolute joke, and that, not only Donald Trump, but anybody that voted for him is worthy of re-indoctrination, according to AOC. Al Parada joins us now. He's the managing editor at Stream.org. Hey, Al, how you doing, buddy?
Doing pretty good. Hope you're doing well.
Well, yeah, we saw a good Super Bowl game on Sunday, good fun there, and, Tom Brady, we'll talk more about him, Tom Brady the GOAT, in just a moment, but it was good fun, but here we are, we've got business as unusual, happening in our country today, and if we're going to save our country from all these knuckleheads, I mean, you can't help but look at this impeachment process and think, Al, count it up. How much money of the people's
treasury is right there and being wasted on something as ridiculous as this for, you know, political gain. I mean, this is all about bruising up, you know, President Trump. If they can, you know, if the Republican acolytes will fold and give as some sort of concession to the Democrats, because the Democrats want something out of this. It, you know, it's like dealing, I don't know, have you ever had to deal with an IRS auditor?
No.
Okay, well, yeah, I had to one time, and I was very fortunate, and they still talk about it to this day. They say you never come out of an experience with an IRS auditor without having to pay something. You know, they're not there just for a cup of coffee. They're there to get some blood out of you. And I was fortunate in my meeting with them that I had all the information, which is uncharacteristic of myself, I will admit. But I had all my information, and the guy finally said, hey, you're good to go. And, you know, and it's the same thing with what's going on here, is that, you know, the Democrats have already said they're not going to let a good crisis go to waste. And as far as they see, this is a good crisis worthy of a waste of the people's money. And doing the very thing that Hillary Clinton had cautioned about, that, you know, here in America, you know, we don't crucify our political foes. Well, that's exactly what they've been doing for 4+ years, you know, to Donald Trump.
Yeah. Well, what's funny is this morning I was kind of doodling around, goofing. Basically, I was goofing off with an article just for my own amusement while waiting for this, and I hit on something really interesting. I started comparing it to this idea that it's an annual thing with the Democrats to try to impeach Trump. It's a ritual, and I was just goofing off this idea of, like, you remember, like, Burning Man?
Right.
This is like Burning Orange Man, something
right.
They have to do every year as almost a pagan-esque festival.
Yeah, I was going to say it's like a sacrifice or something.
It's a pagan festival with these people who are stoned on power.
Mm-hmm.
They have to do this every year, and it's a primal thing. It's not a political thing, where it's like, mm-hmm. we're looking at the political side of this. Okay, they want to stop Trump from running again, blah, blah, blah. But there's an irrationality to it, because they just got done telling us that this same Donald Trump guy got beat by a guy who's senile, incompetent, that nobody was enthusiastic about. So why would they be afraid of him coming back when presumably next time they would run somebody who actually has some vitality and is interesting?
Mm-hmm.
So there's an irrationality to this, and it is a very ritualistic thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, they know their bench was weak, Al. I mean, even in the last rundown of all the people that showed up, I mean, this was the thing that was impressive by comparison. You compared who the Republicans ran in 2015. I mean, you had 18, you know, viable candidates. I mean, it was like, whoa, you got a deep bench here. And then the Democrats come out in 2019, and they've got you know, it's like, what? Are you kidding me? I mean, Andrew Yang, you know, go down the list of people, including Joe Biden, who never got more than 3% of any vote in a primary, and exited how many presidential campaigns, and suddenly, you know, he gets over 80 million votes. Are you kidding? What? Well, this just doesn't make sense.
Yeah, that doesn't make sense. And this spins right to that Time Magazine article how they were trying to, Time Magazine laid out how the secret history of the shadow campaign to save the 2020 election, how they fortified the election. They didn't fix it. They fortified it. And the basis of it is that in the autumn of 2019, they were petrified of what was going to happen with the election. But the idea was that Donald Trump, because he was saying the only way he would lose is if it was stolen, they were worried he was going to do something to fix the election. That is their motivation for all this stuff. Well, the problem with that is, in the autumn of 2019, as you say, Donald Trump was well on his way to victory, and the Democrats were in complete shambles. They're looking around at Michael Bloomberg, Avenatti. They're hoping Oprah will come down out of Montecito to run.
Yes,
Michelle
right.
Obama will come off of her mountaintop or her mansion to run. They're desperate. They're in a mess.
Yeah.
So the whole logic of the Time article falls apart because they knew they were going to lose to this guy, and so they did what they needed to do to make it happen the other way.
But something happened, though, in that timeline, Al. Think about it. Something happened because shortly after that, you have Nancy Pelosi announcing that Joe Biden, I mean, and there was no indication whatsoever that Joe Biden really, I mean, he was a questionable candidate to begin with, but that Joe Biden would, in fact, win. I mean, she said this with all certainty. And then a couple of weeks after that, you have Joe Biden saying that they, in effect, have put together the most, you know, fraudulent, you know, election campaign and voter campaign in the history of the country.
Yeah.
I mean, what are you to make of those statements? I mean, of course, Jill Biden would want us to say or want us to think, oh, well, no, that's out of context. He didn't. You know, that's not exactly what he said. No, that's exactly what he said.
That's exactly what he said. Now, in his defense, he might have been talking about the legal team that was being put together to do things, as opposed to the people who were ballot harvesting and all that.
Yeah, but why would he say fraud? You know, why would he use fraud? I mean, it's one thing to have, there was no question going into it, and this was well before September. I mean, Eric Holder et al., they had hundreds of Democratic attorneys going into these varying states, and they were caught off guard. I mean, there was no way these states could handle the legal pressure and the threat of lawsuits and that sort of thing. And so what they ended up doing was they overwhelmed them and beat them down, and they gave the Democrats, you know, even more authority and more advantage over Trump. This was not a fair fight.
Yeah, and this is exactly the thing you talked about, Pelosi. Again, that Joe Biden was going to win no matter what you saw election night. They were setting this up. They knew what was going to happen with the chaos with the mail-in ballots and the universal ballots, because that's what it was designed to do. All the rules that they put in were designed to make more chaos, make it easier for ballot harvesting, you know, the whole nine yards. But they wanted to inoculate in advance.
Yes.
And that's what they were doing, and that's part of this. It was an organized strategy, and that's why the Time magazine article is a confession that every American should read and to see what happened in that election.
Well, and this is what the Democrats do. I've said they often self-indict. I mean, go back, whether it's Lois Lerner, you know, planting a question, you know, about an investigation that she knew that was, you know, inevitable. And so she called it out early.
Mm-hmm.
And in Democrat form and fashion, it's like once it's out there in the news stream, then it's old news. You know, we can't talk about it because it's old news. It's already been handled, right?
Well, yeah, that's the tactic. I mean, it's all strategic. It was all done, organized. It was all coordinated. And we're paying the price. American people
exactly.
Are paying the price.
More from Al after this.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 888-789-5040. 888-789-5040, 888-789-5040, 888-789-5040.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows, so if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital is offering a low 30-year fixed rate at 2.5 with a 2.51% APR with no lender fees. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.5 with a 2.51% APR. Incredible! These are historically low rates you may never see again. So, refinance it and forget it. Again, that's a 30-year fixed at 2.5 with a 2.51% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight and the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603-D787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Bill Martinez for We the People.
Hey, we're back with you. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, we're talking with Al Parada. Stream.org is where you want to go to be in the flow of the know. Al and I were just talking about the incongruency and lack of integrity within our government operation, clearly on display with what happened with Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene. You know, thoughts that she had, expressions that she made before being elected and now being a city member in Congress. And the Republicans took one giant step away from her and let her be thrown under the bus, not even by their own party, but by the Democrats, Al. I mean, what does that say? I mean, it is the realization of a one-party state on a federal level now coming to fruition, that Nancy Pelosi can control what's happening in the opposing party like this?
Yeah, I mean, that's tragic because, again, they don't know how to protect their own.
Yeah.
The Republicans do not protect their own, and so they sacrifice her. They don't like her either because she's close to be associated with Trump, and you know, is one of those icky people who, you know, paid attention to QAnon. Oh my gosh,
yes.
That's the worst thing anybody could ever do, you know, in the world.
Mm.
You know, it's just a shame because it ends up being self-defeating.
Right.
You're conceding ground when you don't have much ground to stand on.
Well, here you are. By comparison, you've got elected officials, sitting members of the House, making outlandish statements, and they're still on committees. You know, they're still in good standing on the Democratic side, certainly. And the Republicans, it's like, you guys, how did you miss this? I mean, how do you wake up the next day and say, wait a minute, there's inequity here? And it's kind of interesting because inequity, when you've got a party that's all they want to talk about is inequity in other areas. But yet in the operation of government, they fail to maintain any kind of equity. And so Marjorie Taylor Greene is out because she's associated with Trump. And Trump was one to, you know, give some courage and backbone, you know, to the scaredy lions of the Republican Party that were going down the yellow brick road, holding hands with Nancy Pelosi and the rest of them. And God only knows how many other Republican senators, you know, the same way, that are so committed to the establishment instead of being committed to the people to which they were supposed to serve.
Yeah, I mean, it's almost like the swamp's like, oh, good, we can go back to business. The crazy people are out of the way.
Right.
And that business is not the business of the American people.
No, it's not, clearly, and we're being misserved. And, of course, on full display, as we mentioned earlier, you've got the impeachment going on, the waste of the people's money, when they already knew going into this, you know, just like the same way they knew going into the first impeachment. You know, talk about insanity running wild here. Al, you know, and, of course, we get, you know, just recently we get the report of what the FBI knew, what some of these people, you know, Swalwell and Nadler knew about this Russian collusion and all this other stuff that went on, but yet they couldn't help themselves. They're just so ideologically fixed that they've rendered themselves stupid. And guess what? We the people get to pay for that stupidity.
Yeah, I mean, the only advantage of the impeachment is that as long as the Senate's dealing with the impeachment, they're not doing anything. They're not passing legislation to harm people.
Right.
So, you know, we got that. We can hang on to that little one. But if it's true, again, this impeachment, like the last one, doesn't, of course, it runs right past, you know, the Constitution. It runs right past all the, you know, the rules of impeachment and also, you know, due process. Like, hey, let's have a hearing. Let's find some evidence. What actually did happen on the 6th? And, of course, the more time has gone on, we're learning more about it. We're learning that they knew, you know, that Antifa was going to be there and be involved in the protest.
Exactly.
And
now, there's the Capitol Police and the whole system, security system, you know, failed. And then, of course, Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats took full force. I mean, to the degree that we still have, you know, basically martial law on display in D.C. Are you kidding me?
It's a show. It's theater to make it like, oh, there's this horrible danger that these Trump people are so dangerous. Trump supporters were the only, quote, rioters in the history of the world who left the city cleaner than they found it.
Exactly. I mean, well, the other thing, too, when you see the video of them walking through Monument Hall, I mean, they're walking between the stanchions. I mean, if it was really Antifa, although there were some there clearly and Black Lives Matter representatives there, if it was orchestrated by them, which they orchestrated, remember, not that many months earlier, where they almost burned down a church and all the other destruction that they did there at Lafayette Square, if they'd have gotten into the Capitol, I mean, those stanchions would have been thrown up against walls, monuments would have been pulled down. But meanwhile, you've got Trump people that, you know, by their own reports and testimony, that Capitol Police just opened up the gates, said, oh, come on in, you know, and they thought, okay, we're welcome to, you know, to go in, and they're walking, you know, in the middle of these stanchions like as if they were on a tour.
Yeah, and again, it when people talk about the Capitol, they're forgetting the 3-day assault on the White House.
Yes.
Over the summer. The only reason the White House didn't burn was because the security around the White House is a lot tighter than the Capitol.
Mm-hmm.
They were trying to breach the perimeter. They failed, but they made a wreck of everything around it.
Exactly.
And these are the people who are right now, or the other night, were marching in Washington and talking about wanting to burn it down.
Once again, I mean, they talk about burning it down. I mean, we're not talking about reform. We're not talking Martin Luther King Jr. kind of stuff here. We're talking absolute destruction. Okay, well, once you destroy it, what's going to replace it?
Well, you know that.
Yeah, right.
We know what the aim is of that is.
Well, it kind of goes along with the fundamental transformation of the of America, right?
Yeah, exactly. And that's why I think it's a good thing that during this impeachment that apparently Trump's lawyers will be showing videos of Democrats inciting violence and talking about violence and talking about these riots will continue, or Chuck Schumer standing in front of the Supreme Court talking about, you know, these people will pay.
Exactly.
If they don't do his bidding, et cetera, et cetera. Just to remind folks, to remind people on national TV what exactly has been going on for 4 years.
Well, I keep thinking, Al, sooner or later, they're going to rue the day. I mean, they keep playing cards and using the people's money, but at some point, you've got to run out of the people's money, and you're going to be exposed for the fraud that you are. I mean, Swalwell, come on, you're kidding me, right? I mean, how can he be any kind of legitimate representative out of California after all that he has done? The lies that he's perpetrated.
Yeah.
You know, Adam Schiff the same way. Oh, we got him. For sure, we got him. I'm going to be there. We're going to put him in handcuffs and march him out. And none of that ever came to be, but yet, you know, because they're Democrats, they live another day, and, you know, they all added to this, you know, this environment that took place by turning their heads, you know, Kamala Harris paying bail for these actual, you know, lawbreakers, paying bail for them, getting them out only to go out and commit more crimes. But, you know, she's the vice president of the United States, and I guess America is just supposed to be okay with that.
Yeah. Again, then you have your 80% going to the Gallup poll, believe the nation's heading in the wrong direction.
Right.
That's only a couple of weeks. Usually, you know, somebody gets sworn in as president. There's the grace period. There's the honeymoon.
Right.
And I think I said last.
Well, but that didn't happen with Trump either.
Yeah, no. It didn't happen with Trump. But at least that 80% to me, it speaks of something feels wrong.
Right.
There's a sense that there's a wrong here, and I believe that's why something like the Time magazine articles, again going back to it, is so important. There is something wrong. This is what happened was wrong.
Right. Well, we need to keep an eye. We'll keep an eye on what's going on, you know, with the impeachment process. You know, Schumer, like you and I talk about, you know, we're just reasonable people talking about how this thing should play out. But anything that's going to put the Democrats in a bad light, as I'm reminded from, you know, Tennessee Bob here, is that, you know, they're already working around not allowing any videos to be shown, although supposedly they have a video display. So I don't know how they can do it on one side and not allow the Trump legal team to respond. A couple minutes left here. I mentioned earlier, you know, Tom Brady, as you write about, the GOAT. He is the GOAT, right?
Oh, my gosh, yeah. I was just wondering, it's like he's won 7 Super Bowls. At what point did they name the Lombardi Trophy after him? I think Vince Lombardi only won 2 Super Bowls.
Right.
He's got 7. You know, maybe name it after him. I mean, he was just amazing. And I got to give Patrick Mahomes credit because he was being chased all over the field, and he was you become a GOAT by having those times in your career where things go wrong and you still fight mightily.
Right.
So, I mean, it's like...
Well, look at Patrick Mahomes. How many passes did he throw when he was off his feet? One, he was totally horizontal. What an amazing young quarterback, and to think of the age differential between he and Tom Brady, and how many more years ahead for Patrick Mahomes and winning teams that are in his future.
Yeah, I think we're lucky. I think, and again, he gets to limp into the locker room going, yeah, it took the greatest of all time to beat me.
Right.
You know, he was great. So you had two of the greatest who ever played the game going at it, the young gun and the old gunslinger. The old gunslinger, you know, got this one. But,
right.
You know,
exactly.
You'll be back.
But there's a bright future for that young quarterback. I mean, he is an awesome, awesome quarterback and athlete. And situations like this, Al, really cause people to rise to the level. And I believe Mahomes is the kind of guy who's going to go back. He's going to look at the tape. He's going to see things. He is going to be all the better as a result of going head-to-head with, the greatest quarterback of all time.
Yeah, I mean, and that's what we get out of the Super Bowl was that the two great quarterbacks, the young one, and learning from the master.
Without a doubt. Well, he's the managing editor at Stream.org, and all his brilliance he shares with us constantly at Stream.org, and you don't want to miss out. Al Parada has been with us. Al, as always, buddy, appreciate the time. You take care.
Well, you take care, too.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. Here's just one example of what you can get with a free subscription from Avid Market Highlights Report. With gold prices hitting new highs in 2020, investors are just beginning to push into junior gold miner stocks. And we want to send you research that can position you to win with this red-hot gold stock opportunity in the market. Text WIN to 48542 for more info on gold miner investment opportunities now with your free subscription to Market Highlights Report. Text the word WIN to 48542 and have this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the winningest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word WIN to 48542. Text WIN to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text WIN to 48542.